Have you ever been hypnotized before? Right now? If you have, then perhaps you're aware that many people like to tell you to breathe and relax. For most people, relaxing can be very easy. And for others, sometimes telling you to relax can actually make it harder to fall into a trance. In this recording, I'd like you to remove any doubts or feelings associated with relaxation so that you can experience what you came here for, a beautiful trance. You may be asking yourself, how can I relax? How exactly do I do that? The answer is surprisingly simple. And I trust that if you follow my simple instructions, you'll have a memorable experience you can feel all over again. Close your eyes. Lock your eyelids tightly together and make sure you can't open them. Test them and make sure they're locked tightly together. Wonderful. Since you showed that you can follow instructions, that also means that you're capable of falling into a deep hypnotic trance. That's all hypnosis is, following instructions. It's that easy. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine something. Something you normally enjoy doing that helps you relax. You're allowed and encouraged to imagine anything you want. It can be anything from playing sports or even being with a sexual partner. You can imagine yourself playing a video game or sitting on the beach. You can imagine anything you like. If you have a hard time visualizing, that's okay too. Feel free to imagine doing nothing at all. Or just imagine you have the ability to tell your brain, to tell the veins in your body to become calmer and more peaceful. Whichever way you'd like to experience relaxation is perfectly okay. And when I say the word imagine, then picture or feel anything you like, no matter what it is. Make sure you remind yourself that you're safe and in full control of whatever you choose to feel. There is no wrong way to experience trance. Every way is the right way. You can even play pretend. That's right. You're even allowed to play pretend hypnosis is working. That's the beauty of trance. Every way is the right way. And in the count of three, I will say the word imagine. And I'd like you to take a deep breath and hold it as you begin to see or feel the things that relax you. 3, 2. And let it out. Imagining is so easy when you're the one in control. It's your mind. It's your body. Your thoughts. You have full control over the things you put into your head. There's nothing I can say that will remove that control unless you want it to. Think of the things that relax you and make you feel wonderful. Feels good, doesn't it? Relaxing isn't such a bad word when you get to control what makes you feel comfortable. You deserve this comfortable feeling. Notice your inner peace and comfort when I say the word relax. When I say the word relax, feel free to replace the word with whatever you feel most natural. Remember that you're in full control and only you can decide if you really want this. I cannot make you do anything against your will. Your will is yours and yours alone. However, I'd like you to consider the possibility that your will is flexible. Your will can bend and move, especially in trance. Perhaps you may find yourself enjoying the possibility of losing control, even though you know it will always remain yours, and that's okay too. The important thing to remember is that you and I are both here so that you can experience trance. Let my voice be your guide to that special hypnotic place. Take a moment to relax. Breathe in and breathe out. Slow, soft, comforting breaths. Breathing in. Breathing out. It's so easy to breathe and relax. Imagine anything you'd like so that your whole body can associate to a time when you were very relaxed. As you breathe in this comfort. And you can realize how pleasant it can feel when you become relaxed and comfortable. Letting go feels so good. It's time to let go. Allow my calming words to flow into your ears so they can see inside. Your mind deserves to feel nice. Isn't it time you opened your mind to all those wonderful, positive feelings within you? All you have to do is let it. Rumi once said, "There is a way between voice and presence where information flows. In disciplined silence, it opens. With wandering talk, it closes." And in this moment, I ask you to be silent so that your mind can open to new possibilities. Relax with an open mind. Open your thoughts to your new imagination. The door to your mind is round and open. Breathe in and breathe out as my words flow in and flow out, through, in, above, and around your ears. Invite my voice into your brain as thoughts and words entwine, rotate, spin, heavenly spirals inside your head. The thoughts in your head can begin to spiral now. And it's very rewarding to know that you trust me inside your head. And I thank you. And if you wish, you can think the words, "Come on in." And I'll know that you welcome me here. Do you want me inside your mind? If you do, just whisper the words, "Come on in." And if you're not quite sure, that's okay too. I'll be right here, and you can grab on to me anytime you like. You're safe and protected. I like making your mind feel so good. Let my voice weave new brain patterns in your mind, so that deep within your head, your thoughts can orbit their own private dance. Maybe your thoughts want to tell you new secrets. What do your thoughts speak to you when you breathe and relax? Like this. Here and now. Notice the pleasant feelings within your body when I tell you. It's as if you don't even have to try to relax. It simply comes naturally, just as breathing does. And when you breathe, you can relax without even trying. You can even become hypnotized without even trying. Or have you already noticed that you're now slipping into trance? What if I told you that you were in trance before now? Or is trance a figment of your imagination? Is your imagination your trance? Or is my voice guiding your imagination? Sleep for a while, and maybe longer, and then fall deeper when you're ready to let go. Let go. Only your breath knows how deep you want to go. Let your place become placeless. Neither body, your soul. Your mind knows about two worlds, the one you live and mine. And I invite you to spend time in my world. All you have to do is sleep deeper. And the deeper you fall, the further you can enter. See the two worlds as one, so that even in your most beautiful, vivid fantasies, you can escape into the unknown delight of sleep within your mind. The first, last, outer, inner, only that breath, breathing, human being, quietly. Inhale and exhale. Thoughts are speaking to you. Is it really your own voice that you hear? What would happen if I told you your thoughts are only a figment of your imagination? My voice could also be a figment of your imagination. In fact, my words are a figment of your reality, spiraling in time, backwards and forwards, and meeting somewhere along this place you call present. Relax and breathe. Let your body melt into sleep. Let yourself fall and drop your body deeper into the endless vastness of human imagination, as if you're slipping down a well within your mind. What does your well look like? How dark is your mind when you fall? So many feet down, that you forget where you are, and where are you now, what do you need to tell yourself to get there. Relax as you go down, into the down. Breathe into the essence of relaxation, to fall deeper, feels so good, doesn't it, to fall like this, in this erotic surrender, slip down into the underworld of trance. Let the darkness be your light, and let the light be your path down into the deepness that is welcoming you now, as you sleep. Now is the time to sleep.
And sleep. And sleep deeper. Deeper.
And when you hear the word silence, silence, you will find that your muscles easily become tired and lethargic. The word silence is your cue to relax all the muscles within your body.
And
quiet your mind
to allow you
to allow you to travel deeper to trance. How would you like to let the word
silence,
silence become your trigger for a deeper trance?
And it is,
and it is,
and it is,
because trance is a beautiful,
infinite place.
Without limits,
without limits
or bounds,
or bounds,
or bounds.
Your mind is vast
and unlimited,
and unlimited,
with levels and planes
intersect
within their own dimension.
Now is the time to discover the dimensions of your mind.
How deep
can you go?
Can you go
as I say the word
silence? That's right. It's okay if you notice that your muscles seem to float downwards with the air. And they are. There's air all around you. You breathe in and breathe out. And maybe you'll be surprised to discover that the air in your arms has become so heavy that they've become too difficult to move. Silence your arms into heaviness and allow these words to help you fall deeper.
Silence.
Silence.
Deep.
Silence.
Deeper.
Deeper and deeper. Silence as you quiet your mind.
Quiet
your muscles. Quiet your thoughts so that your only focus is to trance out.
Deep
silence. Deep
silence.
Within yourself.
Within yourself.
And within these words, you hear. Silence your mind and increase your receptiveness to my voice. And now that you know how easily it is to become silent, you also know how easy it can be to allow other words to sink into your body as well. Words like
surrender,
surrender,
and
arousal. When you hear the word surrender, let the warm, positive feelings of submission
overtake.
Because when you surrender,
you'll welcome a world
of hypnotic
pleasure, and arousal.
Surrender in this beautiful golden trance.
Let the silence of this surrender take you even deeper than you thought possible.
And just when you think you can't go any deeper, then fall even deeper.
Surrender into arousal.
Allow your mind to become aroused at the idea of
surrender.
And only you know the things that arouse you. It doesn't even matter what arouses you. The most important thing is that you are aware. Allow the feelings of arousal into your body. Now. It's okay to think of sexual memories you've experienced.
And I bet you've had some of the most amazing sexual nights of your life, haven't you?
Think of one, or more than one night.
That excited you.
Morph through time. Or if you'd like,
imagine a sexual fantasy you would like to have.
Let the thoughts fly
in your mind. Perhaps even let those memories and fantasies find a relaxing place in your mind so that you can relive what you experienced.
Notice what you see.
It's a beautiful sight, isn't it?
What sounds do you hear?
Maybe you hear whispers or someone speaking gently in your ear.
Notice what you feel.
Maybe you feel fingers on your body or yours on your partner's. Maybe you feel something internal.
Is it warm, or does it give you a tingling, arousing pleasure?
Just for you.
Lose yourself in this arousal.
Surrender in this arousal.
It pleasures you just the way you like it.
That's why you're here. You're here to surrender to your erotic fantasies.
Sensual, erotic, beautiful, moist, warm, invisible shadows, feel as real as you remember them.
Lips within kisses that titillate and tease your body.
Arouse your mind.
And take you deeper. Deeper into silence.
Surrender
as you lie back to experience these feelings so strong
and intense.
And when I say the word crave, your body will begin to tingle
and vibrate
in arousal as your arousal intensifies.
You crave that feeling, don't you?
Crave it now.
Vibrate in arousal.
As you crave the feelings of hands, the touch of skin, the intimacy of embrace, want it, need it.
Crave it.
Your crave is so strong. You crave so many things, and it's okay to crave this.
It's okay to want this.
Your fantasies are allowed in this place of surrender.
Crave
the intensity of these vibrations.
Crave
this moment of infinite surrender and silence.
Crave these vibrations
shooting inside your body as you begin to ache
for more.
Become 100 times more aroused as you continue thinking about and feeling these
sexy sensations.
Vibrate the cravings. Ache stronger as you begin to feel pure ecstasy. Stronger than sex. Your mind is more powerful than sex. What you feel now can be 1,000 times more erotic and is now. As I say the word
glow.
When I say the word glow, I want you to imagine fingers on your genitals, touching you in all the ways you secretly want to be touched. And you like it when I say the word glow, because it makes you 1,000 times more aroused than you are right now. And you do like to be touched, don't you? Maybe in ways you've never been touched before. Or maybe you were just secretly too afraid to ask.
And it's okay to ask your mind
to touch you.
To touch you.
Right,
touch
you. Right.
There.
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 And keep
and
touching.
Keep and touching. Keep
over and
over and over again.
Up,
up
and
up,
down
and down,
in and out.
Round and round.
Light strokes, consistent strokes.
Gentle rubbing, glow, vibrate.
Stronger
as you crave these glowing sensations.
Intensifying down.
Being teased, perhaps even denied.
And you know how fun it can be to be teased.
Glow.
1,000 times
more aroused.
Crave.
Surrender.
Deeper and deeper. Let these arousing sensations intensify and become stronger
and stronger.
Stronger.
Tingle.
Aroused. Feel the ripples of sexual pleasure as they send shockwaves down.
Right there.
You can feel it. Your body being relentlessly teased. And you like this.
Becoming more and more aroused.
Perhaps even so aroused that you'll be able to come without even touching yourself. How amazing is that? And the truth is, you can do this. Especially if you listen to this a lot. Because your body is craving these vibrations so strongly and wants to come.
Ripple with vibrations.
Crave this comfortable erotic pleasure.
Throb harder and harder, ache for this sexual heaven that has found pleasure.
Within your intimate parts, euphoria just for you.
Glow, more and more.
Arousal.
Feel the cum building up, building.
Glow.
Stronger. You want to come. You need to come. And you will come, but only when I give you permission to do so. And you like being given permission, don't you?
1,000 times more aroused.
As you glow.
Tingle.
The robbing tongue.
Electric.
Glow.
Licks.
Flicks.
You want this.
Have you noticed that the more aroused you get, your toes want to curl back? Your muscles are tightening.
Tighter and tighter. Think about coming. Think about how wonderful it would feel to come without even touching yourself.
And I can make you come without touching yourself.
All I have to do is say the word jackpot, and you'll do it automatically, without even having to try.
It'll happen naturally because I am controlling the flow of arousal with my words.
You'll come when I want you to come.
You've surrendered for this moment to feel this.
And you want this so bad, don't you?
Surrender.
Deeper and deeper.
Am I teasing you?
Glow stronger.
Let the glow become stronger and stronger. Your muscles getting tighter and tighter.
Think about coming.
Ache in this pleasure.
You know you want to come.
You know you do.
Thinking about it right now.
I'm not letting you.
You're just waiting for my magic words.
When am I going to say them?
Throb.
Tingle.
Crave.
Glow.
Ache.
Surrender.
Deeper and deeper.
Glow.
1,000 times more aroused.
Crave. Crave, vibrating for me. Glow. 1,000 times more aroused. And I'm about to let you come. It's just so much fun to count down and tease you because it just makes you come that much stronger when I let you. And you do love it when I get down to zero, don't you? And you do want to come hard without even touching yourself.
Glow.
Am I just going to tease you? Am I really going to let you come? Five.
Crave. Glow.
Four.
Throb.
Tingle.
With erotic pleasure.
I'm counting down.
Do you love it when I count down?
Three.
Glow, crave.
Four. Whoops, I'm counting up, aren't I? Three.
Am I teasing you?
Four.
You desperately want to come, don't you?
You just want me to say zero.
Three.
Deeper. Two.
You're right there.
You can feel your body just wanting to let go.
You know you want to come.
And you're waiting for me to say the magic words.
One.
You're so close. You're just waiting for the magic words.
Am I just going to tease you?
Glow. Crave. Two.
I am teasing you, aren't I?
And glow.
Three.
Yes, I am.
Two.
Crave. Glow.
1,000 times more aroused. One.
And glow again.
Glow. 1,000 times more.
Two.
Vibrate now as you crave my magic words.
One. And am I going to say it? You're right there. You can feel your cum wanting to come out. Am I going to say it?
Zero.
Jackpot. Come for me now.
I control you.
You gave up control just so I could control your arousal.
Jackpot.
That's right.
I control your mind.
I control your body.
I teased you just to make you mine.
You're mine now.
This is what it feels like when I control you.
This is what happens when you surrender your mind to a powerful goddess.
This is what happens when you just let go of your body and give up all that control.
Jackpot.
Still vibrating.
Glow. Crave. And it feels good, doesn't it? Your arousal belongs to me.
It will always belong to me.
I can say these words to you anytime I want, and you'll always respond to them.
Now I can tease you all the time.
Just by saying a word.
And you'll remember all these words because I made you come using them.
Surrender feels wonderful.
So arousing.
I love watching you get excited.
I love teasing you.
It is important that you keep in mind that the more you listen to this, the better your results will be. With repetitive listening, you'll be able to naturally and instantly come without touching yourself. Isn't that awesome? For most people, they can come the very first time you hear this. Maybe you just came. And for others, it may require listening every night for several weeks. Keep in mind that practice makes perfect, and hypnosis is an art form. The more you practice falling into trance and listening to this, the stronger and more intense your results. Before I awaken you out of your trance, I'd like to leave you with a small instruction that I trust will benefit both of us. When you have successfully and efficiently discovered how wonderful it can feel to come without touching yourself, then please send me an email describing the experience you had. I love hearing that you had a wonderful time and that you had a strong impact from this recording. If you found the results to be less than successful, I ask that instead of emailing me, you continue listening to this over and over until it works. And it will work. It always works. Sometimes it just takes a little practice. And when it does work, I want to hear all about it. And of course, the more you listen, the more programmed you will be to respond to my trigger words. And eventually, I'll be able to just say the word jackpot, jackpot. Even if we're on the phone together and you'll come instantly. In a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5 and you're going to gently awaken, feeling wonderful, refreshed, rejuvenated, and perhaps a little dizzy, so be careful getting up. Your legs might be a little wobbly. And again, thank you for spending time with me today and for allowing me to be your guide into trance. 1, 2, slowly coming out. 3, your muscles getting back to normal. And 4, becoming more and more aware of your surroundings now. Open your eyes. And 5, completely alert. Good. Wake up, sweetheart.